Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
The business. We're A-plus rated by the BBB and U.S. veteran owned. We get the job done with esprit de corps and honor. Grab your federal money before it's too late and get a California equivalent instant rebate check with no money out of pocket. Call Semper Solaris at 800-708-4849. 800-708-4849.
8 o'clock in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the top of the hour. New information tonight on that Berkeley balcony collapse.
Inspectors drilled holes in the bottom of one of the balconies and found the wood structure has been compromised.
A notice of violation has been sent to the owner of that building and the company that manages the complex. Berkeley Mayor Tom Bates is calling it wood rot from rain exposure, now the leading possibility for that collapse. Six people in their 20s were killed Tuesday morning when the balcony collapsed. Seven others suffered serious injuries. Attorney Philip Gregory specializes in balcony collapse and stability.
The common thread is balcony maintenance and the failure of building owners to inspect and maintain.
He says often balconies are built with poor construction and then there's no maintenance.
The problem is the inspectors are not out there all the time making sure that the regulations are complied with.
That's KGO 810's Kristen Haynes.
It just said that they will investigate and that they are going to find out that they're going to hire people.
Strongly worded letter for tenants from that Berkeley apartment building where the balcony collapsed early Tuesday morning. That letter coming from the owners of the building. But as KGO 810's Kim McAllister tells us, that is doing little to calm the nerves of shell-shocked residents.
Today, the balcony beneath the one that collapsed is being pulled off the side of the building. Construction crews working the crane say they're doing it for safety reasons.
Actually, I was really disappointed in the letter.
Meanwhile, residents like Sari Cosbin got a letter from building management.
Because it started off saying that the news reported this instead of taking ownership of the accident. It's terrifying that this can happen, and it scares me that this building's only 10 years old.
Federal Reserve says it wants more job gains and higher inflation before raising interest rates from record lows. Fed Chair Janet Yellen, says no to a hike in June, but September is a possibility.
The median projection for the federal funds rate continues to point to a first increase later this year, with the rate rising to about 1.75% in late 2016 and 2.75% in late 2017.
Overall, the Fed is optimistic the economy will pick up this summer and fall. Well, critics once argued Fiat stood for fix it again, Tony. Well, it looks like the new and improved Fiat isn't faring much better. The latest car survey calls Fiat the worst in car quality.
Tops in the latest J.D. Power & Associates initial quality study is Porsche for the third year in a row. The Kia brand ranked second, and the Hyundai brand moved up to fourth place behind third place Jaguar, while Chevrolet placed highest among the traditional U.S. brands at seventh.
And Ford's Lincoln placed eighth, according to correspondent Barbara Cusack.
This is awesome. We've been waiting for this. I've been a Warriors fan for a long time.
Basking in the glow of an NBA title, fans were waiting for the champs, the Golden State Warriors, as they touched down at Oakland International just after 3 o'clock this afternoon. KGO 810's Mike Simpson was waiting, too, for the hometown heroes.
Shouting, chanting, waving the second they saw the plane. Steph Curry was out first with the finals trophy in hand. Then it was Andre with his for MVP. Then every other player after that. Steph talked to us for a minute saying he can't wait for the parade because the fans definitely deserve it. Even right there, kind of hard to hear him. Yeah, he says it was all worth it. This was closed to the public, but some fans did turn out, like Mary. She actually went to a game in Cleveland.
We got booed a lot, but it was worth it.
NBA title parade set for Friday in Oakland. We've posted the parade route and other important facts at KGOradio.com. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News time is 8:04.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Changing your oil regularly will help keep your vehicle running its best. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Quaker State conventional motor oil and a MicroGuard filter for $13.99 after $3 mail-in rebate. Protect your engine with Quaker State at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey there, it's me, your ambassador of fun, Renee Richardson, and the Nene Project is on. What's a Nene Project? It's the fixer-upper that I call my house, and we couldn't be doing it without the help of Serta Pro Painters, mainly because my contractor husband doesn't like to paint, but he has very high standards. So we called in the pros, Serta Pro, to help us out. Their color specialists help to mediate. Helped us make the right color decisions, whether I wanted to do it over and over again. They were there for me, true professionals. That's what you get at Serta Pro, service and quality. They're professional, they're quick, and they're going to make sure that you're satisfied. Give them a call at 800-GO-CERTA. That's Serta with a C, 800-GO-CERTA. They're locally owned and operated. And they remember, like you should, that painting is personal.
It is 8:05 on KGO. Time again to check your traffic with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. This look at traffic is brought to you by 1-800-4-INJURY. In San Jose, northbound 85 at Camden Avenue, a solo vehicle fatality accident is in the center divider now. The two left lanes are shut down with emergency crews and such, and there's no estimated time to reopen those lanes yet. Traffic is crawling from Meridian Avenue. You've got some heavy southbound onlooker slowdowns as well. You're inching along from Camden Avenue back to 17. Palo Alto, construction on north and southbound 101 at Embarcadero Road. The northbound side has you stop and go back to just before Oregon Expressway, and in the southbound direction, you're stop and go back to just before University Avenue. San Mateo, northbound 101 at East 3rd Avenue, an accident there is on the right shoulder. You're stop and go back to 92. Call 1-800-4-INJURY today and ask Attorney Kuvara any question related to personal injuries or accidents. Mr. Kuvara is a 40-year accident attorney, ex-insurance adjuster, rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau. This is a free evaluation. Call today. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
The A's are up 5-0 over the San Diego Padres in the third inning over at the O.co. And a big-time pitching duel in Seattle tonight. Two of the very best pitchers in Major League Baseball, Madison Bumgarner and King Felix Hernandez, scoreless fourth inning in Seattle. And now your Bay Area weather forecast from KGO 810 weather forecaster Spencer Christian.
Tomorrow, look for mainly sunny skies and warm conditions with highs in the mid to upper 80s inland, low to mid 70s near the bay. Friday and Saturday, a little bit warmer. Afternoon highs will reach into the low 90s inland and mid to upper 70s near the bay, low 60s at the coast. And although Sunday will be the first day of summer, it'll actually be just a couple of degrees cooler.
Right now around the Bay Area, we've still got lots of sunshine and mild temperatures, 60 in San Mateo, 62 Oakland, 56 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm Sean Lobertini, KGO 810.
Let's go.
We interrupt this program to annoy you and make things generally irritating.
Just let me know when I'm on, all right?
Showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
James brings it up the floor, gets away, sets, nice fake, gets a good open look, and misses the three. Rebound Iguodala, foul from behind with 10.6 remaining, and that will do it. A little bit of a scare here down the final couple of minutes, and the dream season is now complete. The Golden State Warriors are the 2015 NBA champions, their first title in 40 years. And how sweet it must be for those crazy loyal Bay Area fans.
Crazy loyal. And by the way, notably well-behaved.
Yeah.
That was a big thing. I talked to several people today who were at the celebration last night at Oracle. And it was, just everybody breaking out, having a great time. Not a big deal. Not a problem.
You know, I was thinking about that.
Even in
and
the mission.
One thing that I think might have kept things cool, I guess, so to speak, and not fiery and whatnot, is that the team has so much class. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
Steph Curry and I'm like, they're
and
just
Andre.
Like freaking great guys, it seems like, to me. I don't know.
I mean, and the rest of the guys. I mean, the whole entire team.
You know, not
the coaching staff.
Sometimes you get some sports stars and they're kind of, they're kind of hooligans and they get in trouble and they're rapists and whatever. Oh, God, I sound like Donald Trump now. But you know what I'm saying.
But I think it's also,
worth mentioning that I don't think anything bad happened in Cleveland either.
Because I didn't even look at Cleveland.
They're on the other end of the spectrum, and yeah. I saw nothing, nor did I hear anything today.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe we are starting to respect the communities we live in.
Let's hope so. And the celebration continues, by the way. On Friday will be the official parade in Oakland, and it starts at 10 a.m.
And it's in Oakland.
It's in Oakland.
Where the arena is now.
That's right. Oh, by the way, which leads us up to this, Heather, in our KGO radio poll.
Yeah, I want to let you know that there is a poll at KGORadio.com. It's just below the fold, I think, so do scroll down and look for it and weigh in. It says, what do you think of a new Warriors arena by UCSF in Mission Bay? So bring the Warriors back to SF. It's already too crowded there. The Warriors should stay in Oakland. Those are your choices. Do weigh in, and we'll read the results of the poll when we,
I thought I heard John Libertini talking about the fact that there's a little bit of chat-worthiness going on over in Oakland. You know, talking about having them stay there once again.
I bet there is.
Yes.
And with the parade in Oakland, I agree it should be there for sure, for sure. But it also makes me think, you know, is the Warriors organization just kind of throwing in Oakland a bone? Like, here you go. We'll have the parade here and then we'll say goodbye. Bye-bye. Thanks.
But I like the idea of them having a specific area where there would be a new arena and also a new ballpark. It seems to me, if I heard John's news report correctly, that I don't think the A's are down with the new ballpark idea. But we'll discuss
that.
Coming up.
Yes. Okay.
All right. I want to talk to you about this and talk to everybody else about this. So here's the headline. Male teen has consensual sex with female teen. He gets 25 years as sex offender, banned from the internet, and I do believe 90 days in jail. Here we go again with the Hot or Not app. You know, and a lot of teenagers use it. Girl admits he did nothing wrong, has asked the prosecutor to drop the case. This is all coming out of right outside of, well, Elkhart, Indiana, not too far away from the Chicago downtown area, and Niles, Michigan, right across the border.
Right.
So she was 20 minutes over the line, 20 minutes over the border. Okay.
And what, 3 years, years under the...
Right. They hooked up once, but it turned out Here's where things turned ugly. It turns out the girl was really 14, but she lied. She lied to Anderson and also on her profile. So they have that as factual. I mean, they you know, was captured digitally.
Right,
so it's
right.
not
but
a
I mean,
he said, she said sort of thing.
That whole thing is so tired, it's like a jokey line. But officers, she said she was 15.
Right, exactly. But they could prove it. All right, so now Zach is sitting in jail, in a Michigan jail, serving 90 days. When he gets out, he will be on the sex offender registry for 25 years. Does anybody think treating him this way is necessary to keep kids safe? 808-0810. Anderson and his family certainly don't. And by the way, neither does the underage victim. The girl readily admitted that she lied about her age. And her mother admitted that Anderson didn't do anything my daughter didn't want to do. So both families and both people are saying, yes, this is the way it went down. She lied. The girl said, look, I lied. Leave him alone. I consented. He's 19. She was 17. All right. So now, for the rest of his life, he's got that scarlet letter. You know what that means. No gig, no job, no career.
Horrifying.
It
Come
really
on,
is.
Indiana. Or Michigan or wherever they're trying this.
And her mother, as I said, admitted that Anderson didn't do anything my daughter didn't do. Everyone agrees the encounter was completely consensual. You know, now the girl does suffer from epilepsy, but that was not... It really didn't have anything to do with this case. When she didn't come home as quickly as expected, her mom called the cops because worried, where is she, thinking that she might have a seizure or something somewhere. But according to the South Bend Tribune, the mom told a reporter that she didn't just ask the judge for leniency. We asked the judge to drop the case.
It's so interesting because it's kind of like, hey, we are not pressing charges. Let it go.
Right.
So why is the state, you know, really interfering in this situation that was consensual sex? I mean, my God.
And court records show that Berrien County District Judge Dennis Wiley, who once jailed a woman for 10 days over Christmas because she cursed while paying a traffic ticket that the county clerk's office, paid none of the participants any mind. So the judge wasn't having any of this conversation. wasn't listening to either family.
This is like the judge in the case in Florida, Heather What's-Her-Face, and having the little boy circumcised. Just like, no.
Outrageous.
I don't care what you're
outrageous.
Saying.
Outrageous.
This is the rule. Burr, burr, burr.
So what do you say about this? 808-0810. This is so, you know, yeah, sticky wicked. That's what it is when it comes to teens and consensual sex.
It's got to change.
Both parties have agreed. And putting them on this damn registry. 808-0810. Do you think it should stand? By the way, back to the judge. At sentencing, he told this 19-year-old, he said, "You went online, to use a fisherman expression, trolling for women to meet and have sex with. That seems to be part of our culture now. Meet, hook up, and have sex. Totally inappropriate behavior. There is no excuse for you whatsoever, young man."
Please, why isn't he slut-shaming the girl while he's at it?
Yes, why, come over here. We're over here on this, the other side. We're on the other century now. God. That one's finished. Now, I think we can all agree, and you can call and, you know, have a fit. She was 14. Yeah, that's bad. But she lied. And the parents say she lied.
Well,
she said she lied. I mean, and on the app, so there's a digital capture. Her attorneys had it, and their family conceded. Yes, that's right. We clearly see where it says she's 17. Age of consent. Now, in addition to registering as a sex offender, Anderson will spend 5 years on probation, during which time he's not allowed to live in the home where there is an internet access or a smartphone. What planet would that be on?
That's insane. Is he in a situation where he can appeal this at this point?
Did they dig a hole and put him in there? Did they put him in a box? They put him in a cage, in a cave?
This country needs to grow
right,
up about
because,
sex.
Because, holy crap. So right now, while he's in jail, are there no digital devices in there? Are there no computers? Come on. I guess he's not allowed around them, and I'm sure they're blocked anyway. But he can't live in a home where there's internet access or a smartphone. Where will that be? He will obviously have to change his major, as he is forbidden to talk to anyone under the age of 17 except his own brothers. Now, how's he going to do that? What are you going to do, card everybody that you have a conversation with when he gets out? I mean, this is look, in Michigan, you see, in Michigan, there is a leniency provision for first-time offenders under age 21. It's supposed to keep them off the registry. As part of the plea deal, the prosecutor had agreed to take the position, not to take a position pro or con as to whether to apply the provision to Zach, but when it came time for sentencing, the prosecutor reminded the judge that he had denied leniency in similar cases twice before. So, of course, this judge, speaking of another planet, wasn't having any of that because he's not even listening to the victim's family and the victim herself. Look, I lied. Don't ruin this guy's life. But I suppose here we go again. So, you know, I would say if you're a young person, you need to be very careful. If you have a 19-year-old and they're using these apps, you might want to remind them, you know, yes, you better look at the ID and make sure, by the way, because it even talks about it in the story. I'm not going to, you know, look at any more of it. You've heard what you've heard, needed to hear the gist of it. But even if it's a fake ID, you could still be accused of statutory rape, even if the person says it's consensual. Consensual. Consensual, consensual. All the same. All right, let's take a break and we'll be back with more of the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
My cigar-loving friends, that buzzing sensation you feel in your back pocket is your wallet talking to you, because it knows that for a limited time and only when you order your favorite cigars from FamousSmoke.com, your wallet is going to get fat and happy with an instant 10% cash back on your next cigar purchase. All the best and highest rated brands are already on sale at LowFamousSmoke.com prices, like Monte Cristo, Cuba Cuba, Romeo, Partagas, and La Gloria, which makes this cashback offer the icing on the cake. So let's keep your wallet happy and your humidor full. And if you need a new humidor, we can even help you there too. It only takes one click to get your free money back. Go to FamousSmoke.com and click the Activate button to save when you order the cigars you love. Get 10% of your hard-earned cash back in your wallet. With your order of $75 or more today, you won't get a bigger return on your cigar dollar from anywhere else. Go to FamousSmoke.com and click the Activate button to order today. FamousSmoke.com. That's FamousSmoke.com.
Did you know that the highest point is Mount Everest?
Yeah.
Did you know the lowest point is the bottom of the Mariana Trench?
No.
And that the highest combined points scored in an NBA game is 370?
What's your point?
The point is, Point Palooza is going on right now at Cache Creek.
What's a palooza of points?
Millions.
How many millions?
6 million points every week. Weekend.
Wow.
And from July 4th through the 6th, they're giving away 18 and a half million points.
What would I do with that many points?
It's Cache Creek, so there's a lot. Tons of dining choices, play some golf, visit the spa, stay in their fabulous room, see a great concert, and...
Okay, I get it. There's a lot I can do with all those points.
That's exactly my point.
Don't you mean Point Palooza?
Exactly, Point Palooza, only at Cache Creek Casino Resort. Play here, play the best. Visit www.cachecreek.com for more information.
Some exclusions apply. See design consultant for details. Attention homeowners. Stop looking for blinds, shades, shutters, curtains, or drapes in a store or online when 3-Day Blinds brings the showroom to you with custom window fashions to fit your budget. Transform a boring room and cut your utility bills with stylish, energy-saving window fashions. Whether you know exactly what you want or not quite sure, we've got the perfect selection, and you can see them right in your own home with a 3-Day Blinds design consultant who will guide you through every step of the way at no cost. Now you can buy window treatments the smart way, straight from the manufacturer. At 3-Day Blinds, we'll help design, measure, and install on your schedule and budget. Window fashion is all we do, and for over 35 years and millions of custom window treatments, we've been the name people trust. Through this special promotion, buy any custom blind, shade, drape, or curtain and get free installation. 3-Day Blinds, we'll come to you. Schedule your free in-home design consultation now. Call 800-298-7108. That's 800-298-7108. 800-298-7108.
If you have type 2 diabetes, listen very closely for information that could change your life. Recent research now suggests that type 2 diabetes can be put into remission. That is correct, remission. South Bay diabetics are now receiving information that often remains hidden from the diabetic community. Because of this, many type 2 diabetics have been able to reduce and eliminate their medication and insulin, lose weight without exercise and radical diets, and even become non-diabetic. Local doctors are now releasing this often hidden information during a free diabetic dinner event for type 2 diabetics. If you'd like to discover information that could lead your type 2 diabetes going into remission, then this is a must-attend event. To register for this free diabetes dinner event entitled Remission of Type 2 Diabetes, call 1-800-406-5554. Seating is extremely limited, so call now to see if you qualify to attend. That's 1-800-406-5554. 1-800-406-5554.
Now more of the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Thank you very much, Badge. All right, speaking of good things and doing it for love, look at Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg donating $5 million today to an organization that helps undocumented immigrants attend college here in the United States.
Woo-hoo.
Yes, hundreds of thousands of young immigrants are part of our communities and attend high schools legally here in the United States. Many of them moved to the United States early in their lives, and they can't even remember living anywhere else. Okay, so it's home to them. They want to remain in this country. And they want to be part of America's future. But without documentation, it's often a struggle to get a college education, and they don't have access to any kind of federal aid. So Mark Zuckerberg, salute to him tonight, buckling down, donating $5 million to the cause.
Wish I had money like that to throw around.
Jeez. Side story here. It looks like these prisoners are still on the lam. From
what?
New York. Yeah. Not much of a transition there, but I mean, you know, I'm just strolling and scrolling through the news. It's 12 days now.
Is it?
Yeah. You know, I was thinking about Rachel today and her with her whole transracial thing and the fact that I have my own filing cabinet.
Oh,
for
she
her
could
story.
Teach them how to change their looks.
No. These guys are now, I think these guys are now trans convicts. They're probably, you know how they're getting away with this? They're probably, they've converted into prison guards. They're playing the part of prison guards somewhere.
Oh.
Yes. Where is the least likely place that they would look for them?
Right.
Playing a prison guard.
And they could even like start to identify
yes,
with actually
identifying as being prison guards. Except they get to go home for you know.
I love it. They had to digitize and show what they would look like with a scruffy beard now. Oh, we have to imagine them with facial hair now because 12 days have gone by and they probably haven't stolen or bought any razors.
I'm not sure they're in the surrounding area of the Clinton detention facility any longer.
Do you think they're sick of each other? Are they fighting?
No. Word is they might have and probably did
split up.
Which is going to make it
even
more difficult for them to catch both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because if they're running together, somebody might identify and catch them both. You would think that they would have thought that out. Yes, but it's really interesting. You know, what's her name? It escapes me.
Give me a hint. Not Rachel Dolezal.
No. the girl, the lady who's in jail.
Oh, Mitchell.
Joyce Mitchell. So Joyce has admitted to having sex with both of them.
And, at the same time?
Right. And admitted
really?
To her husband, and her husband, who was going to be killed, part of the plan was to allegedly have him, you know, him murdered
bump
on the
him.
Way, bump him on the way out.
And then the three of them go to Canada and get married?
Well, I don't know what it was going to be, but when we were talking to our FBI profiler, she made it very clear. And by the way, if you didn't hear that, that was a great show.
Candace DeLong.
Oh, my goodness.
What day was that?
Yes, that was scary. And she said this, and it makes total sense. When these guys got away with her, with the Joyce, during the escape, they would have for sure, according to her, as a profiler, thinks that, you know, they would have murdered her.
Oh, yeah.
Because she would have been the last trace.
Yeah, you're dead weight, honey.
Boing. Yeah, they are cold-blooded murderers after all.
Right,
I mean,
right.
So, you know,
good and bad or not, they are going to kill you.
So, look at this. Word is today that the husband, who has learned that his wife, Joyce, is in jail now and was going to have him murdered and was having sex with both of them, he went to visit her today.
Uh-oh.
So... yeah, and he worked in the prison,
awkward.
Too. The whole thing is kind
I
of
I wonder
scary.
How that went. I'm looking forward to hearing about that. That'll be a good SNL sketch this weekend, I bet.
All right.
Hey, Joyce, it's me. Oh, hi, how are you?
She looks mortified, and with good reason.
Sorry about it's that whole thing of sleeping with prisoners and
yeah, well, he works in the jail
talking
too.
Talking about killing you,
I know
it was their idea. I swear,
but you have to.
I didn't want to kill you. They did.
Heather, you have to scratch your head and ask yourself: did he have anything to do with it? Was he connected in any way? I guess not, or he would be in jail.
He's the cuckold.
Okay. All right. We'll be back, and when we come back, we're going to talk about local break-ins and you know, properties of crime. Criminal property and stuff like that. Yep, it's a thing. Don't go away. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Many investors who think a sound retirement plan is simply focusing on investment returns ignore other areas that can have a significant financial impact. This is Scott Hansen of Hansen McLean Advisors and co-host of KGO's Money Matters, heard Saturdays at 4 p.m., and we've worked with folks for over 20 years helping them both prepare for and transition into retirement. I've seen many people make well-informed decisions, but unfortunately, I've seen a lot of individuals focus only on investments for their retirement while ignoring the other areas of their financial life. Areas such as whether to use a Roth IRA or not, how to best take retirement income while keeping taxes low, when to start Social Security, strategies to pay off the home, and much more. Hansen McLean Advisors have been helping folks like you achieve financial independence through sound financial and retirement planning. Our advisors have the education, insight, and expertise to assist you with your financial matters, increasing your confidence in knowing you made wise choices in all the areas of your financial life. So contact Hansen McLean Advisors today to see how our unique approach can benefit you. Call 888-2-HANSEN or visit moneymatters.com.
We here at Artio wanted to promote our app that gives you endless stations based on your favorite artist or genre right on your phone. So we hired this big advertising agency, and they were like, all brand alignment and paradigm shift. And we were like, what? And they were like, get out of our office. It's simple. Get the free Artio app. access our stations, or build one of your own for free until you say otherwise. Paradigm Shifted. That's RDIO. RDIO. Tune to you.
Nothing's the same since you went away. My eyes are red, the sting and the pain, and I'm the only one to blame. Drowning in tears, don't know what to do. I've been crying forever since I ran out of you. I ran out of you. My dear contact lenses, no more contact lenses. I miss you most of all.
Download our app and get free expedited shipping on your first order. Never run out of contacts.
1-800-CONTACTS.
Hi, I'm Larry Baer from the San Francisco Giants. The new acute care and trauma center at San Francisco General Hospital is opening to serve patients this December. But funds are needed to supply the new center with the most advanced life-saving equipment available. Answer the call at heartofourcity.org.
It is 8:30 in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the bottom of the hour. Taking police officer accountability to new levels. A San Francisco supervisor wants more transparency from the SFPD on arrests, including the officer's name and badge number. Here's more from KGO 810's Mike Simpson.
Supervisor Malia Cohen has introduced legislation to require both the police and sheriff's departments to make public quarterly reports on the race of everyone who gets stopped within city limits.
It is this disproportionate policing that really has led to the outcries that we've seen in Baltimore, that we've seen in Ferguson.
But that's not all that prompted this. The racial and homophobic text messages at SFPD did too. If the legislation goes through, we'll see questions on age, race, gender, and gender identity, as well as the reason for the stop.
San Francisco Police Chief Greg Sir and Sheriff Ross Mercurimi are both said to support the measure. Across the country, a close call at Midway Airport in Chicago, an air traffic controller made a last-minute save as a Southwest Airlines jet and a Delta passenger jet were on intersecting runways heading for takeoff.
The two planes were essentially on a collision course. The FAA is now investigating why the pilot of the Delta flight started rolling for takeoff when it was not cleared.
Correspondent Renee Marsh says each plane stopped about 2,000 feet from what would have been the point of impact.
It is now our job to put the finest work of this organization on the air.
Well, the fate of NBC News anchor Brian Williams has been decided following a suspension for lying about his war coverage in the Middle East. More from Barbara Cusack.
It looks like Brian Williams won't be parting ways with NBC. CNN's Brian Stelter reports the network and embattled news anchor have reached a tentative deal that will keep Williams at NBC after his suspension ends, but he will not return to the NBC Nightly News as anchor.
And now to the NBA champion Golden State Warriors.
The Golden State Warriors have won the NBA title.
Title or not, though, the fight to stop the Warriors from building an arena in San Francisco is now a full court press. Here's KGO 810 Scott Lettieri.
Everybody loves the Golden State Warriors.
But, says Sam Singer, the spokesman for the Mission Bay Alliance,
that doesn't translate into any of us liking the arena plans.
The well-heeled alliance of UCSF donors focused on nixing the deal has hired the high-profile and high-priced New York attorney David Boies. The owner of the Warriors, Joe Lacob, recently told KGO,
"We're trying to be great neighbors and fit this into the community, and I think a lot of people are going to benefit for a long time."
The 18,000-seat arena is scheduled to be completed in time for the 2018 season.
You think big business wields too much power? Amazon is pushing the feds to set straightforward national regulations for drones, bypassing state and local laws. Paul Meisner is Amazon's VP of Global Public Policy, and today he told Congress that Amazon still has its sights set on air delivery.
What we'd like to be able to do is enable that network of facilities to deliver packages to customers more quickly than is currently possible using the ground transportation network. We looked into all different kinds of functionalities of how to get things to customers on a 30-minute or less basis, and what really works are drones.
And now they just have to regulate it. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News time is 8:33.
It's not just summertime. There's pickup and run time.
Man, bull riding, that's going to be awesome.
Check out Extreme Rodeo, June 19th and 20th. The Alameda County Fair returns just in time for summer. And big fun, June 17th through July 5th.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there may be a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, "Oh, no, that's not for me," just hear me out. I want to invite you to a free trading and investing class so you can check this out. And right now, if you call in and mention offer Radio 50, Online Trading Academy will comp the class and even send you home with a free $247 home study program. Call right now and reserve your seat while space is still available. Call 888-712-TRADE. Call 888-712-TRADE. Mention offer Radio 50. Call 888-712-TRADE or online at otaclass.com. That's 888-712-8723 or otaclass.com.
KGO 810 invites you to the Pinot Days Grand Festival, Saturday, June 20th at the Metreon in San Francisco. Come taste for yourself why Pinot is now one of the most coveted red grape varieties. Enjoy Pinot Noir from over 80 boutique wineries and meet the winemakers that craft them. To win tickets, visit the contest page at KGOradio.com or buy them at PinotDays.com. It's Pinot Days, Saturday, June 20th at the Metreon in San Francisco. From KGO 810.
Well, you know what that means. It is time again to check your traffic with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. This look at traffic is brought to you by Beach Blanket Babylon in San Jose, northbound 85, a little after Camden Avenue. Emergency crews are still trying to deal with a solo vehicle fatality accident in the center divider. The two left lanes are still shut down, and CHP doesn't know yet when they're going to have those reopened. Traffic's actually heavy to just before Camden Avenue, so it's thinned out some. A piece of the vehicle, possibly a roof rack, came off when the vehicle rolled, and it went into the southbound lanes between lanes 1 and 2, so southbound 85 is stop and go from Camden to just before Union Avenue. In Oakland, westbound 580 at the 80 merge, an accident there in the center divider, that's got traffic crawling from Market Street. In the city, northbound 101 still very slow from Cesar Chavez to the Skyway. Eastbound 80 is inching along from 101 to Fremont, but the Bay Bridge looks good in both directions. Beach Blanket Babylon is the perfect night out with friends, filled with spoofs of your favorite pop culture characters, big hats, big hair, and big laughs. It's the ultimate only in San Francisco experience. For tickets, visit beachblanketbabylon.com or call 415-421-4222 today. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, over at the O.co in the top of the sixth, the A's up 5-1 over the San Diego Padres, and a clash of the Titans tonight in Seattle. Two of the very best pitchers in baseball, the Giants' Madison Bumgarner and the Mariners' King Felix Hernandez, embroiled in a pitching duel right now. The game's scoreless in the bottom of the sixth. Seattle just one hit off of Bumgarner. San Francisco getting just four hits so far off Hernandez. And now your Bay Area weather forecast. Not much has changed, but that's not a bad thing, says KGO 810 weather forecaster Spencer Christian.
Fog and low clouds are surging from the coast out over the bay. It'll be generally mild overnight with low temperatures in the mid-50s for the most part, but just a few degrees cooler at the coast and in the North Bay valleys. Tomorrow, mainly sunny and warm. We'll see highs in the mid to upper 80s inland, low to mid-70s near the bay, but only upper 50s at the coast.
Warmer on Saturday, Friday, and Saturday. Right now around the Bay Area, we've got mostly clear skies, still some sunshine in some places. It's 64 degrees in Napa, 59 in Oakland, 75 in Fairfield. We've got 56 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Right. Hillary Clinton campaigning hard for young voters. That's what she wants. She wants to get the young voters.
Yeah.
And so here's the latest. Hillary Clinton revealed her Spotify playlist includes Katy Perry, Kelly Clarkson, and Jennifer Lopez. Yeah. Meanwhile, Bill Clinton revealed his to-do list includes Katy Perry.
Conan O'Brien. And by the way, if Hillary Clinton is our first president, our next president, yeah, our first female president, Bill Clinton doesn't know yet what his duties as first gentleman would be. He says, quote, she'll have to decide what my highest and best use would be, including being around to buck her up every day with everything.
Why does buck first gentleman sound kind of
well, I don't
kinky
know that. Well, and he'd be the perfect guy.
The first gentleman.
Yes.
Isn't that what they call those clubs up at the top of the street here? Gentlemen's club?
Hey, that's right.
First gentleman. It fits. If the shoe fits, wear it. John is in here because I want to talk about something that happened near my house. I live over in the East Bay and in the hills. And, you know, I rent a house and I like it. And, you know, it feels safe. And I think that anywhere you go in the Bay, you have this feeling of when you're in your neighborhood, you know what's going on and what time it is. But there's been a lot of property crime lately in my area. And at first I thought, OK, well, I guess stuff happens. First, it was around the other side of the block. And it seems to me, and this is seems to be the general conclusion, that somebody cased this house for a long time because they broke in during the day. And I think 60% or something of the burglaries happened during the day when you're gone.
Yep.
And they knew exactly what they were doing. So it might have been an inside job. But as I was leaving today to come over to KGO, I was backing out. And the neighbor said, you know, there was all this junk laying on their yard, all this garbage and stuff. And they said, wow. Thought you should know. We had this car was stolen 2 days ago in the afternoon. Did you see anything? Because, you know, basically our house is occupied 24 hours a day because we work different shifts from my significant other. I said, no, I did not see anything. And it turns out that the Oakland Police Department found the car because they have a digital camera or something like
that. Yeah, their parking attendants drive around and they have these scanners that scan plates.
Optical
like
scanners.
Crazy.
Right, right. So, and if anything pops up, it's stolen, they call you. So they were called, your car's here. They went, they got their car. All right. And it was filled to the top, to the brim with garbage. Okay. And they only had.
But it wasn't garbage.
No, it turns out it wasn't garbage. And they said, if it starts and you can take it, take it. Get it and go. So they looked around in the car. They found people's mail. They found checkbooks from a number of people. They found a passport in there. They found a social security card from a person. This is what's really scary. They found a hook of probably 20 master keys, which will open, when I say master, not as the company. By the way, there were some master keys there, which I think, assume would open doors.
Right.
Okay. But also master keys to open and start a lot of automobiles.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And I said, well, what do you guys have them for? They said, well, we handed them back to the cops. The cops said, look, if it's in there, just go. And they said, well, what about the passport and this person's social security card? They begrudgingly took that back because my neighbors were not going to leave with somebody else's passport or their social security card. So they have her checkbooks, and there were several other people's checkbooks, and I think they were, you know, breaking into people's mailboxes and lifting anything. But they didn't want any of that stuff, and I found it very disconcerting and kind of scary. And not only that, the whole thing about
kind of illegal and do your job, for crying out loud.
Well, unfortunately, that's not illegal. Here's
how about
the deal.
A code of conduct,
well,
then?
Here's the deal.
When there's evidence left behind, it should be collected?
I'm concerned about the master keys, because it's exactly what these guys said. They said, now, what do we do with these master keys? We don't want them, but you don't throw them in the trash.
Well, you know, they could be for a building somewhere. That's the more logical thing. But if, you know, there are, you know, I mean, it would be interesting to get a good look at it and see if these guys are real sophisticated and they've got a bunch of master keys for, you know, lots of cars.
There were many manufacturer of car keys on there.
Wow.
Well, it was really freaky. So, I made sure none of our cars were on there.
So getting back to the Oakland Police Department, when the recession hit and local budgets went to crap, they started cutting police departments like crazy. This didn't just happen in Oakland, but Oakland has a manpower problem. They don't have enough people to fight crime on the streets. And what you were told in Oakland, and you've been told in a lot of communities across California, is that we cannot investigate property crimes. And they're still graduating police cadet classes over in Oakland, and I would bet that they still don't have the necessary police officers to go out and investigate this kind of thing. Now, that said, this seems like a pretty big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, quite honestly, if somebody said, what should I do about this? The police department's not interested. I would drive that car over to the Alameda County DA's office and dump that stuff in the lobby of the DA. And
that's
say,
a great idea.
And say, look, this is a big deal. I realize that your police department's, you know, don't have enough cops to, you know, man the streets, much less a consumer fraud unit. But I know many DA's offices do have consumer fraud units, and this is a big deal. I mean, it sounds huge.
Just take the evidence. But
you see, that's just it. They could take it, and nothing would get done.
Would get done,
you're
right.
You're actually better off where you are with this stuff if you care about doing something about it.
Right, right. And I think they will. As a matter of fact, you know, they are young people, and they were moving, it seems to me, out of their parents' house or something. So, you know, they're not staying there. Matter of fact, the U-Haul was there today. And it wasn't there because their car was stolen 2 days ago. That's why not why they're moving. I think they had planned to move wherever they're moving on to in their life. But regardless, you know, this happened 2 days ago, and they got the car back. So that's the good news.
Right.
But, wow, when I was looking at the master keys, I'm thinking, good Lord, this is bad news. And then they were showing me all these checkbooks and credit cards and bank cards that they had from other people. Who,
like, you're supposed to sit there and look them all up on the internet and find them and give them their stuff
as
back.
As a good citizen, they are going to.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, oh, yes.
You know what?
Yeah,
you know what?
Well, depending on how much stuff there is, it's like, I don't have enough
hours
in the day.
No, it wasn't overwhelming. It was about maybe 3 or 4 or 5,
you know,
something like that.
You know what?
And they want to make sure this lady understands that they have their passport
you
and
know
their
what?
Social security
there,
card.
There is a phrase, and it is, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. I would take that stuff to the DA's office. It becomes too prickly, and I understand that, you know, they're well-intentioned, but, you know, all you need to do is get the wrong person who doesn't see your goodwill gesture as a goodwill gesture. That's why you call the cops, because sometimes you can't reason with the unreasonable.
Well, the police department found their car, so that was a good thing.
That was a good thing, yeah.
Yes. And their car was an older car, so it didn't have an alarm on it. So it was easy pickings, you know, if they had a master key. And apparently they did. And they had, I don't know if they had that master key with them. I didn't get into that because I had to come to the station. But, you know, so I said, did you hear anything? No, they just slipped in the car, started it, and left.
That, you know, there are several unsettling moments about this entire story.
I know, right?
The fact that they made away with that car so easily, the fact that it was found so quickly, that it was full of all of this important personal information, another one. Police department didn't want anything to do with it.
Well, I didn't say they didn't want to have anything to do with it. I don't want to put words in their mouth. They just said, take it. If it runs, you can take it.
But didn't you tell me that they offered them all of this stuff? And
they said,
please leave with the car and everything else.
I think your neighbors are the criminals, and they were showing you this stuff and going, we don't know where it came from.
Well, no, that's a problem because there was a two-ton jack there. He kiddingly said to me, you know, the young man, well, do you know anybody wants a two-ton jack? I said,
it was in the car?
Yeah, there was a two-ton jack in there, too. Of course. Surprise.
And they were using that to steal catalytic converters.
That's what I was thinking.
Is that what you were thinking?
I did. No, because it's funny that you said that, but I didn't put the two and two together. But I did hear the story about the catalytic converters being stolen.
Yeah,
and I talked to my significant other. Don't be surprised if our catalytic converter is gone. You're right. That's exactly why that was in there.
That's one of those what's old is new again crimes.
Yeah.
You know what?
And the recyclers aren't supposed to take those.
It's obvious that they're stolen. Some communities are saying, no, don't take these things.
Well, that's a real no-brainer.
You know, Drex is just a ball when it comes to conspiracy theories.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, boy. Doesn't take much.
Okay, so the two-ton jack, I think you just stumbled onto it. I believe you now.
I've covered too much crime.
Right. And I told him, I don't want that. And by the way, what do you do with, you know, this is criminal property.
It's stolen property.
Stolen property.
And you're in possession of stolen property.
Right.
Wow, that's an odd position to be in.
Don't want it. What do you do with the master keys?
Again, I told you.
Bay Bridge.
That's what I was thinking, Heather.
Oh yeah. That's gonna work. And then and then what's gonna happen is somebody's gonna see you. You're gonna get stopped for dumping illegally.
And then they're gonna say,
you stole all this stuff, and then they're gonna have to hire lawyers
to unravel all this stuff.
Take it to the DA's office and dump it right there.
All right. Thank you very much, John Lombardini. Any comments of this stuff happening to you? I mean, you know, 808-0810. It happens everywhere. Property crime on the increase like crazy. And it's not just happening in Oakland. It's just an everywhere sort of situation. And it really doesn't hurt until it hits home. But it's scary when it hits the neighbors. That's close enough, isn't it? 808-0810. We'll be back here. Listen to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Running your AC this summer is breaking the bank. Meanwhile, the power company keeps jacking up your rates. Ready for solar yet? Better hurry, the federal tax credit goes away soon. The California state solar rebate is already gone. Your pile of lost money is getting bigger and bigger. Go solar now with Sempra Solaris. We're still the only solar company that pays you the equivalent of a California rebate. We'll actually cut new customers an instant rebate check. And our SunPower panels come with a 25-year bumper-to-bumper warranty, the best in the business. Independent surveys say 99% of our customers would recommend us. We're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and we're U.S. veteran-owned. We get the job done with esprit de corps and honor. Grab your federal money before it's too late, with no money out of pocket, and you still get a California-equivalent instant rebate check. Call Semper Solaris at 800-708-4849. Call now. 800-708-4849. 800-708-4849.
Right now at the Home Depot, get your choice, Ortho Home Defense Insect Killer or Select Bug Begone Insect Killer for lawns, just $6.88. So let's fight back against over 100 types of insects, including ants and spiders, and keep them out of the backyard and house for 3 full months. Let's do this. Your choice, Ortho Home Defense Insect Killer or Select Bug Begone Insect Killer for lawns, just $6.88. The Home Depot, more saving, more doing, while supplies last, U.S. only.
Remember when retirement wasn't such a big worry? You may have been planning for it, but it was so far off in the distance that the thought of it didn't occupy much of your time. Well, if you are now a year or two away from retirement, you know the complexities of making this transition can be daunting. This is Scott Hansen of Hansen McLean Advisors and co-host of Money Matters, heard every Saturday at 4 p.m. here on KGO. The last 2 decades, our firm has been working with folks as they plan their transition from work to retirement. We use a unique process that focuses on the 7 personal decision points that one must consider as retirement approaches. We look at retirement income needs, cash flow, debt management, investments, taxes, and more, and we make it easy. To learn more, visit moneymatters.com and download your free copy of our ebook, The 7 Personal Decision Points. You'll find this ebook breaks down the complexity of retirement planning into 7 simple steps. Our advisors have both the experience and expertise to help you navigate your way into retirement. So schedule a free consultation with one of our advisors to go through your 7 Personal Decision Points. For more information, simply visit our website, moneymatters.com, or call 888-2-HANSEN.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
So the Donald is running for president, and everybody is kind of flustered. Well, really flustered if you're running for president and you're in the Republican Party.
Yeah.
Those guys are not happy. And with good reason. So here's a montage of Trump's best lines from his announcement.
And what costs are going for people? The most beautifully ridiculous
29, 39, 49, and even 55%. And deductibles are through the roof. You have to get hit by a tractor, literally a tractor, to use it. Because the deductibles are so high, it's virtually useless. Our country needs a truly great leader, and we need a truly great leader now. We need a leader that wrote the art of the deal. I like China. I just sold an apartment for $15 million to somebody from China. Am I supposed to dislike him? I will be the greatest jobs president that God ever created. I tell you that.
Yeah, if you say so yourself. And on the cover of the Daily News, and, you know, I'm sure you don't pick up New York newspapers, nor do you even look at them, but all you have to do is, well, we have it at KGO Radio on Facebook. Clown for president with the big honking red nose.
I tweeted it, actually. But
yeah, I'm loving this. I think it's fantastic that he's running. John Stewart weighed in last night. Here's John.
And what followed was over half an hour of the most beautifully ridiculous jibber-jabber ever to pour forth from the mouth of a back billionaire.
Has become a dumping ground. I'm really rich. I'll show you that in a second. I've done an amazing job. A total net worth of $8 billion. Net worth, not assets. I have the best courses in the world. The Grand Hyatt Hotel, the Convention Center on the West Side, Trump Tower, Bank of America building in San Francisco. I just sold an apartment for $15 million to somebody from China.
A Chinese guy? Who's better than me?
speech was so f***ed up that in the middle of it, all the liquid in his body tried to escape through the corner of his mouth.
There's this spittle. They showed it on camera.
Thank you, Donald Trump, for making my last 6 weeks my best 6 weeks. No! He is putting me in some kind of comedy hospice.
And then he says where it's just like being pumped full of morphine.
Well, he's going to be a nuisance to the Republican Party. That's for damn sure. He's a hothead, and he's totally, a lot of people saying he's totally unqualified. But having said that, he could be the next Ross Perot, who tripped up George H.W. Bush in 92. Could very well happen again. And Donald went on to say, look, I even have more money. I've got a Gucci store around the corner that is worth more money than Mitt Romney.
Caller said, I hadn't seen this, that everyone at the Trump announcement was a paid actor.
Oh, I don't think so. But his family was all there, and, you know, that was something to see. But money talks. He does have the money, so he wants to toot his own horn. He's certainly going to do it. And here's the other thing that's just a fact, and you know, you can't take this away from him. The front runners are safe and boring. That he isn't. It's going to be fun to watch. Voters like crazy.
Hollywood Reporter, Donald Trump campaign offered actors $50 to cheer for him at presidential announcement.
Maybe he did.
Yeah, Business Insider.
Maybe that's a fact.
E! Online. E! Online says Donald Trump denies paying actors $50 to attend his presidential announcement amid controversy. Well, there you go. We'll hear more about that tomorrow, I'm sure.
This is like Kim Kardashian writing a letter to herself and wondering if selfies will still be a thing in, what is it, 20 years? Oh, that's coming up on the late show wrap-up. As if we need more crazy. Don't worry, we'll make it. We've got so many weird things going on. Oh, and by the way, we'll be discussing Brian Williams is expected back to NBC, but in a different position. Yes, they're not canning the dude. He stays.
He's going to empty the trash.
No, I think they have a big plan for him. And it's probably a smart move. We'll chat about it coming up here next on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Here's 49ers right guard Alex the Rhino Boone on Harvard MD and 49ers eye doctor, Dr. Scott Hiver.
Hey, it's Rhino here. Still loving my all-laser LASIK vision thanks to my man, Dr. Scott Hiver. Before all-laser LASIK, there was nothing I hated more than my contact lenses and glasses. Except maybe Green Bay? Green Bay drives me crazy!
Are your glasses and contact lenses driving you crazy? Then see Dr. Scott Hiver. Because now, if you complete all-laser LASIK with Dr. Hiver by June 30th, you can spread your payments over 24 months interest-free based on your approved credit and required monthly payments. So call now to schedule your free LASIK evaluation with Dr. Scott Hiver. He can see you in Daly City, Santa Clara, or San Ramon. Just call 800-454-2747 or go to scotthiver.com. That's S-C-O-T-T-H-Y-V.
As in vision.
ER.com. The proceeding was a paid endorsement. Scott Hiver Vision Care, Inc., Professional Medical Corporation.
A few days ago, Brooke Tudine posted an inspirational quote on her wall that got 17 likes and 3 comments. Thumbs up, Brooke. Geico also wants to make a comment. In just 15 minutes, you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance by switching to Geico. And nothing says inspiration better than saving money. Well, except for those posters that say things like teamwork, excellence, and make it happen. Hashtag keep climbing. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I don't know. I wouldn't say we're rich, but we're comfortable. We got here the hard way by putting everything into our business and sacrificing our own personal gains. But we don't own any fancy cars, don't get me wrong, or take expensive trips. I mean, everything has gone into our company. And now we're at a point where we want to enjoy the fruits of our labor. You know, we're proud of what we did. We need more than just a savings account. We need a bank that helps us develop a plan to grow and protect what we've built. I guess I could say that I expect my bank to work as hard as we have for our money.
When it's time, come to Comerica. From succession plans and investments to tax and wealth planning, we've been helping business owners build and protect their wealth for over 164 years. To learn more, schedule an appointment with a Comerica Wealth Management Advisor. and raise your expectations of what a bank can be. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Ah, dear old dad, when you were feeling down, he cheered you up. When you skinned your knee, he made it all better. It's time he gets a break, and KGO 810 can help. KGO 810 is giving away a Father's Day gift pack from Pier 39 and the Hard Rock Cafe. To win, visit the contest page at KGORadio.com and tell us why your dad deserves a Father's Day break. One grand prize winner will receive a $100 certificate for the Hard Rock Cafe and a family four-pack of Pier 39 premiere passes from KGO 810. KGO 810 has your tickets to see Lady Antebellum. Just like driving. Lady Antebellum, along with Hunter Hayes and Sam Hunt, June 26th at the Shoreline Amphitheater. It's a quarter after one, I'm a little drunk and I need you now. To win, visit the contest page at KGORadio.com or buy tickets at LiveNation.com. Lady Antebellum in concert from KGO 810. KGO 810 has your tickets to see The Tenors, October 11th at the Palace of Fine Arts in San Francisco. Visit the contest page at KGORadio.com for your chance to win. Don't miss The Tenors from KGO 810.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.